Milwaukee's Office of African American Affairs was created in 2016. The office's goals include identifying issues important to the city's Black community. It also seeks to create programs to address specific needs of the Black community and to promote equal opportunity for Black residents in various areas. Mayor Cavalier Johnson recently appointed Melissa Buford as the office's director. Buford previously worked in the mayor's office, serving on the outreach team and as policy administrator and coordinator. She says her experience and community involvement inform her approach to leading the Office of African American Affairs. Buford told WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell about a few areas in the Black community that she thinks need attention.
I would say financial literacy would definitely be one, education would be one, and public safety. The financial literacy component, the pre-planning part of that for funeral expenses and services. And when you're in this position, you kind of have to think outside of the box and really hone in on what we see, what we don't see happening in the community, and that is one thing. So there's a component under that financial literacy that will cover that. Education is another. So we're focusing on trying to help our young people with the FAFSA applications and the adults, because a lot of times the parents, you know, struggle with understanding the process as well. So that's something that we're looking at to do in the future. And then helping, you know, after high school, let's be honest, when I graduated, I'm aging myself right now. When I graduated in 95, sometimes it's like, now what? You don't know what to do. And college is just not for everybody. Some people will need to go to a trade school. Some people need a internship somewhere, an apprenticeship somewhere. And so education covers that too. So instead of a 4-year degree, someone may say, hey, I want to go to a trade school for 8 weeks. And they have the ability to make a lot of money. So education from this office, we will look at what that looks like for our young people to give them options. You want to make sure that you're giving them viable options rather than, you know, leaving it up to them to decide what they want to do, because in many cases, it's not the right thing. And then public safety, what we see happening with our street takeovers and, you know, just over the past few weeks, a lot of shootings. You know, how can we support our people? And one component of that is grief counseling. But then another component is educating them on the safeties of what needs to happen in the city. And that will mainly come from our Office of Community Wellness and Safety that will be housed in this building. So we'll work closely with them to figure out what that looks like. And it's not to say we have all of the answers, because we clearly don't, but we want to try.
So if we, you know, just hone in on like those three topics you talked about, what do you think has contributed to like those constantly being something that we deal with here in Milwaukee, Black residents specifically? Like, what's hindered us really making the impact that I guess we want to see?
If I can be truly candid, we work in silos. You know, there's a lot of organizations in the same block doing the same thing. And because those silos are in place, nobody's really, a lot of people, I'll say it that way, are not really coming together to work together. And I think that is one of the greatest hindrances that I see in the city. Just the collective group working and the collaborations, I think that is the hindrance. And my hope is to, you know, break some of those silos. Hey, you're doing the same work I'm doing. Let's come together and make it even bigger and better. And so I feel like if we can get through that barrier, I think we'd be in a much better position.
That was Melissa Buford, the new director of Milwaukee's Office of African American Affairs. She spoke with WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter, Taryn Powell.